Thank you. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Peter Bork, and I'm from Tucson.
Hey, how are things in Tucson, one of the most beautiful places there is?
It is. Well, I played golf earlier this week in a T-shirt and shorts, so it's nice.
Oh, yeah, this is the time of year where you go from being miserable to being smug. I know. It's a great time.
That's about it, yeah.
Well, it's nice to have you with us, Peter.
Thank you.
You're going to play our game in which you must tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Peter's topic?
I'm Tom Tancredo, and I approve this Bluff the Listener game.
Tom Tancredo, as some of you know, is, of course, the rather single-minded Republican congressman from Colorado and presidential candidate. He's running on basically one issue, keeping illegal immigrants out of the U.S. Well, this week, we read about some other people whose efforts to secure their own borders would make Congressman Tancredo proud. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about folks protecting their homeland. Choose the real story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I sure am.
First, let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
Last year, Santa promised 6-year-old David Bergman he would bring him an Xbox on Christmas morning. Big mistake. David's parents, who are Jewish, sued Toronto's Eaton Centre Mall and the babysitter who took him to see St. Nick for emotional distress when the boy learned Santa wouldn't be anywhere near their house on December 25th. So this year, the mall has strict new procedures about visiting its Christmas village. Children must pre-register with a signed permission slip from a parent and bring a list of parentally approved gift suggestions. Each kid must show a student ID at the village entrance, or as we like to call it, Checkpoint Rudolph, to receive a red and white wristband that allows them to see Santa. Any child without the required paperwork will be asked to return at a later date with the excuse, Santa is taking a nap. We're trying to be sensitive to the concerns of parents and yet retain the spirit of the holiday, a mall spokesperson told the Sun newspaper.
Border checkpoint at Santa's Village in a mall in Toronto. Your next story of concerns about border security come from Charlie Pierce.
The town of Wind Bluff, Idaho, has enlisted the entire population to dig a new channel, which will then be filled with flaming oil. The channel will bisect a tributary of the Elkhorn River that is the primary migratory route carrying the northern fire limpet, a parasitical fish that has been decimating the Elkhorn stock of rainbow trout. We can't dam it off because the Elkhorn needs a feeder system, says Martin O'Malley, the regional fish and wildlife director. We think a blanket of flame will do the trick. But this is not merely a fish slaughter, Peter. Oh, no. The town fathers have decided to use the opportunity to create an annual event. And the first annual Wind Bluff Fire Festival will occur next week when they set the water alight. There will be campfire singing and ghost stories told, and children will be encouraged to make s'mores over the dying embers beneath which thousands of limpets have perished.
A town in Idaho defends itself with a river of flame from limpets. Your last story of a good fence, hopefully making good neighbors, comes from Paula Poundstone.
Ronald Reagan has been gone only a few years, and already another wall is going up in Germany. A village there is building a foot-high wall around its boundary to fairly or unfairly keep out millipedes. No one, including zoologists, know where the annually invading millipedes come from, but everyone takes time out of their day to imagine how long it would take them to put their shoes on. One resident claimed, last year was the worst so far. The road to my house was completely covered. You couldn't take a step without crushing a dozen underfoot. The smell was disgusting. In the autumn of 1900, trains in the vicinity ground to a halt when millipedes on the tracks prevented their wheels from gripping. Now the crunching and traction problems are about to come to a screeching halt with the erection of a metal-lined wall with an overhanging lip. Even Lou Dobbs will sleep better as a result.
All right, sir.
Yeah.
Peter, here are your choices. From Roxanne Roberts, the story of how a Santa's village in a mall in Toronto had to introduce border security after some kid who shouldn't have got through to Santa. From Charlie Pierce, a town in Idaho that is actually setting its own river alight so as to prevent an invasive species from getting up. Or from Paula Poundstone, a town in Germany surrounding itself completely with a foot-high wall just to keep out an invasion of undocumented millipedes. Which of these is the real story of border security?
I'm going to go with Roxanne and Santa in Canada.
Roxanne and Santa in Canada. That's your choice. That they've actually tried to set up a little checkpoint because kids are getting in to talk to Santa that shouldn't.
Just a guess.
Just a guess. All right. Your choice then is Roxanne's story. Well, we spoke to an expert on the subject at hand to bring you the real answer.
The town's border security involves constructing this wall that will keep the millipedes out. The millipedes can't climb over even a small wall so long as it has an overhanging lip, and their hundreds of legs won't be able to stick to it.
That was Bill Scheer. He's a biology professor at Hampton Sydney College and an expert on millipedes, explaining why a town in Germany constructed a one-foot wall around its borders to keep them out. I'm so sorry, Peter, but as you now know, Paula had the right answer. I don't blame you for trusting Roxanne. Many people have fallen into that trap.
For what it's worth, that was my second choice.
Yeah, I know, I know. Well, you didn't win our prize, but you did earn a point for Roxanne for, once again, being so seductive.
All right.
Before you go, I just want to let you know, we wanted to get Tom Tancredo himself to come on and give the right answer, because that would be fun.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out he doesn't have a sense of humor about this topic. didn't see that coming. Anyway, thank you so much, Peter, for playing with us.
Okay, thanks. I enjoyed it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.